Now, yesterday there were 83 spare beds in prisons in England and Wales. That means about 1 in 1,000 prison places was free. Is that the closest it's ever been to completely full? Well, Mark Fairhurst is chair of the Prison Officers Association. And Mark, thank you so much for giving us your time on PM today. Have you ever seen anything like yesterday, 83 spare beds?
I'm in my 33rd year as a prison officer, and that's the lowest it's ever been.
It's amazing, isn't it? I mean, that running on empty, it's extraordinary.
It is, but it's been a culmination of a few factors. Mainly over the last 2 weeks, we've had an influx of over 730 new receptions in the closed adult male estate, which is the estate which is feeling all the pressure. And then we had a bank holiday, so we weren't able to release people on Monday morning. Subsequently, on Tuesday morning, on paper, we only had 83 spaces. But by the end of the week, by Friday, it would have evened itself out. And I think by Friday, we'll be servicing the court and have spare capacity.
Well, it's very interesting you say that, because yesterday may be the absolute lowest point, because, as you say, that was the day after a bank holiday, so there haven't been releases. You've got a backlog of those. By the end of the week, it should be better. And then come September, we have this early release scheme kicking in, and presumably that will at least ease some spaces. We may not like it, but it'll ease some space.
Indeed. By the 10th of September, which we'll just about scrape by, we will see at least 2,500 releases, prisoners that have reached the 40% mark of their determinate sentence. And then a month later, we will have tranche two, which we'll see another 3,000. So all in all, with these two release schemes in place, we will have some breathing space, because we would have released at least 5,500 prisoners. So hopefully we'll be able to stabilise our regimes.
Right. Crucial to what you said there. Crucial to what you said there, though, is we get to September 10th without that number 83 going, lower. So you think we do make it? It does get there.
Just because what we will do if it gets that low again is we will shift people around the estate. So we will move people from closed conditions to open conditions. We have a couple of hundred spaces there. That will create additional space to service the courts. And then we've got options like reopening a wing that was closed a few months ago because we would experience staffing difficulties. So we could do that. And then we've just re-rolled a prison in the southeast, which is not at full capacity yet. So all in all, with those measures in place, by Friday, if we did all that, we would create an additional 400 spaces without the releases that are coming this week.
Where are you on what the longer-term solution to all of this is? Obviously, we can't go on like this. There are plans to build quite a few more jails, increase capacity and the like. But what are you, the Prison Officers Association, on the solutions to all of this?
Well, funnily enough, we've got the solutions if people are prepared to listen to us and act. Now, I accept that we've got to increase capacity. But the problem with building new prisons is you will always fill new prisons. And the government have set aside £4 billion for this new build prison programme. If we scrap that and invested that £4 billion in our public sector, we could modernise the entire estate, we could expand it and create additional spaces. We have a lot of people in prison who have acute mental health disorders simply because there are no beds in our communities in secure mental health institutions. We could use part of that £4 billion to build additional beds in our communities to cater for them. We could reduce the remand population tomorrow by simply using modern technology, maybe fit an ankle tag and give them a home curfew and only remand the most serious offenders. And then we're looking at the female estate. We lock up a lot of females for relatively minor crimes and relatively short periods with sometimes catastrophic consequences. They lose their homes, their jobs, and of course their children. So we could do things differently there. And then we have IPP, the scandal that is IPP. That's prisoners serving an indeterminate sentence for public protection, many of whom are 10 to 15 years over their release date. They can't all be a risk to the public. And just a select committee only last year recommended that we should have a resentencing exercise for them. So they're all options. Oh. And of course, part of that 4 billion, we could plough into increasing probation service because they're underfunded, understaffed, and they could monitor people who are on license, and they could supervise community sentences.
You've got a long manifesto. You've got a really long manifesto of how to solve it. That's the Prison Officers Association line from Mark Furze. Mark, I'm afraid we've run out of time for you. You had lots of ideas there. But thanks for that, Mark Fairhurst, on what probably yesterday was the closest we've come to literally full in England and Wales prisons in at least Mark Fairhurst's decades of working in that industry.